Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Play a song, Donald.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A. And he went to my dad, who was the city planner in Los Angeles, and asked him how he put a pool in the back of his house. And my daddy gave him the particulars. But, of course, they didn't think my daddy knew what he was talking about because my daddy was black. And so they went to the city hall and went and asked some white people that they saw. And everybody in the office was saying, go see Gerard. Go talk to Mr. Gerard because he's the one in charge of those projects. So they came and they talked to my daddy. And he told them, I told you what to do. I told you how to do it. So now just follow what I told you.
Not a Cadillac, 'cause I drive to the Ave with the windows closed and my face is so loud it can rip actual fact, this jam is death. Most definitely created by me, going down in radio history. I'm good to go on your radio, and I'm cold getting paid, cause Rick said so. Let the woofers wallop and your tweet is twist. Some jealous knuckleheads might try to diss.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's life treating you since you're in a lockdown position? I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody around the world should be able to tune in and listen to my radio show. I got plenty of activities, songs, music. Oh, it's an entertainment for the whole family. And since you're in the house under house arrest, kind of like, well, you're supposed to be inside with 6 feet of distance between you and the next person, I'm going to entertain you for an hour or so. So sit back. Lock your chairs, put your feet up, put your head back, and listen to the activities I'm talking about. Now, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, it's hot. It's about 85, 88 degrees today. The sun is shining. The skies are blue. It's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. Now, don't plan to come to Vegas because everything in Vegas is closed. All the stores are closed. All the casinos are closed. There's no entertainment going on anywhere in Las Vegas. It's a dry county because of the virus. You know, the virus has everybody locked down all around the world. So we're inside and we're chilling. We're staying 6 feet away from each other so that we don't pass the virus to each other and nobody gets sick. And the people that are sick, well, they can stay away because we don't want to catch nothing that we can't get rid of. So that's how it is right now. So sit back and relax because I'm G Money and I'm going to bring you the entertainment for the next hour. So I hope your kids and I hope the kids told their friends at school and I hope you told your cohort and your employees at work to listen to the radio show because it's very entertaining and I'm going to have some fun with you today. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break right now and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So I've made it back to the train station. But all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher. And I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning. But there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me.
And the one that's cheating.
I got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com. where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol. And that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G money product in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, and this is the best radio show on the planet. So you should sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I am the entertainment person of the day. So since you're sitting back at home with nothing to do, listen to me, because I got a story to tell you. Well, not a story. I want to introduce one of my guests. I got a host, a co-host in the show, because he's a worker. He works on the Strip, but the Strip is closed right now, and there's nothing going on, so he's out of work. But he decided to come to the studio and hang out with me and help me with my radio show. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce my co-host. It's G Money, the Pimp Comic.
Yeah, what's up, people? Hey, thank you, G Money. I appreciate the introduction, and I'm glad you let me talk on your radio show.
since I'm not working now in Las Vegas, it's all shut down. So I want to tell a joke or two, if you don't mind. No, go ahead, tell a joke. All right. Well, there was a cowboy, and he was leaving his ranch, and he was riding across the country, the county, because he was going to the other city in the county, and he was riding across this desert area, and his horse got his foot stuck in a hole, and he broke his leg. So he had to put his horse out of his misery. He had to shoot his horse. And then he buried his horse, but he had to carry his saddle. So he was carrying his saddle as he was walking through the desert, trying. He was on his way to another city, town, county, town, but he ran into a farm, a ranch, and he said maybe he can buy another horse at the ranch. So he got to the ranch, and he said he was looking for the ranch owner. And he found the owner, and he said, hey, I was traveling from my ranch, and I was traveling across the county, and I'm on my way to another city, but my horse broke his leg. So I had to shoot him, and I had to put him out of his misery. But now I need a horse. Can you sell me a horse? And the rancher said, well, I'm sorry, but I only have one horse on my ranch. And I use him for breeding. So, you know, and he's not really a good horse because he no look so good. And I said, he no look so good? He said, no, he no look so good. So I just use him as for a breeder because he's a stud horse. And I said, well, I need a horse. So let me check him out, and I'll determine if he looks good or not. So the man said, okay. So the cowboy went over to the barn and looked at the horse, and the horse was in the barn, and he looked him over, and he said, his horse looks pretty good. He has a full mane of hair, and his tail is real fluffy, and his coat is real smooth. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I want to buy your horse. So how much you want for your horse? $1,000? And the man said, no, that would be too much. He said, well, how about $100? And he said, no, that would still be too much. I think I'll charge you $25. And he said, $25? That's a deal. I want to buy your horse. So he said, what I want you to do is I want you to brush the horse and then put my saddle on him, and I'll ride him into town. I'll ride him out of here. And so the man said, okay. And he brushed the horse real good. And then he put the man's saddle on him. And then the cowboy paid him for the horse. And then he got on the horse and started riding the horse off of the ranch. And he ran into the fence and threw the man off the horse. And the man was like, oh, no, he sold me a blind horse. So I'm going to go back and tell him. So he got up, and he walked back to the ranch, and he told the rancher, he said, hey, you sold me a blind horse. And the man said, no, I didn't. I told you he no look so good. He no look so good. So that's what he dealt with. He bought a horse that didn't look so good. And that's what the man told him. He said, your horse, my horse don't look so good. And that's the joke for today. Well, I'm G Bunny, the pimp comic. And I, if you don't know, now you know. So now that you know, go and tell some people. So when I'm live in concert, you can come and see me live on the strip when I'm live in concert. Thank you, G-Money. I appreciate your time and let me talk on your radio show. Thank you very much, everybody. See you later. Yeah, man. Good job, G-Money. That was a good joke. I'm sure my audience enjoyed that one. That was really good. All right. Well, let's get back to the radio show. DJ Papa D, let's get back to the radio show. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the show in a minute. And she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over. And it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs. And they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big. And they had a Adam's apple. And they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet.
I'm in love with you.
That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too. So they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm entertaining you because I know you're sitting at home with nothing to do. You're home because the virus has us on a lockdown, a shut-in, because we don't want to spread the virus or receive the virus from anybody that has it. So we're locked down, and I'm entertaining you. Yes, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm entertaining you on Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show, and I'm hosting it and helping entertain you and spending some time with you for an hour or so. Well, I have a song I want to sing for you. Well, actually, I'm not going to sing it. It's already been recorded. But I'm dedicating this song to Kobe Bryant. Yes, Kobe Bryant. I used to work at the Los Angeles Forum, the Inglewood Forum. I used to work there selling Laker tickets. And when Kobe came to play for the Lakers, I was working in the booth. And I met Kobe when he was 18, when he first came to the Lakers to play on the Lakers. I miss Kobe because I'm a Lakers fan for real. And even though the Lakers weren't winning the last couple of years, I knew Kobe had his heart in the game, and he was playing to win. And he set a bunch of records, and he was an outstanding player. So, DJ Papa D, can you play Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, for us? And we'll listen to the song that I dedicated to Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant, guarded by Radmanovic. Chef's come down to set a screen. Kobe around it. Hand on the shot clock. Kobe, starts. What a performance by Kobe Bryant, establishing a new NBA record. No one before had made as many as a dozen three-point shots in a single contest. That is now the NBA record.
Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The most dangerous snake, the most dangerous snake on the planet. On the planet. Kobe Bryant, the most dangerous player on the court. On the court. NBA's best. He scores all the time. He scores from the three-point line.
Yeah.
He passed to Shaq, and Shaq passed to Dak. He scores from three.
Yeah.
It was always up to Kobe to come back and score. And he did with Blair, and he did it much more. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. The man that you feared did all he could do to make the Lakers the best in the West. The man that you feared was the best on the court. He could drive to the hole, and he could score. Kobe Bryant passed to Shaq, and Shaq dunked the ball, and he told all. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. He said, give it to me, and I'll pass it back. Give it to me, and I'll pass it back. And Kobe scored with a tack. Yes, Kobe scored with a tack. Kobe and Shaq, the unstoppable team, great together, and Kobe was mean. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he would get the ball, and he would drive to the hole. He was unstoppable. He was unstoppable, and he could dunk. He dunked on Wade. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, great player that everybody feared. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, he won five championships just in the year. Most famous players, 8 years. Defensive player of the year, 7 years. The All-Star team for 18 years. In the NBA for 21 years. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. is the man that you know. We will miss you very much. Sorry you had to go. Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, the Lakers All-Star guard. We'll miss you, Kobe. We'll miss you. God bless you. I'm G Money, a Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm wishing Kobe's family success. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. But I'm also running for president in 2020. I want you to donate money to my campaign. You can go to my website, G Money for President in 2020. Yes, I need the money for my campaign so that I can do commercials, I can do TV commercials, and I can travel around the country talking to people and letting them know what my intentions are, because I have a platform that could be America 2.0. That's right. That's what I'm working on. So donate to my campaign.
G-Money for president in 2020. All right. And if you want to find any of my songs, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. And you'll also get a list of all of my comedy albums that I have for sale. So you can find songs for sale for just $1 each, or you can buy comedy albums for $9 each. That's right. I have about 17 albums for sale, and I have about 12 songs for sale. So you can buy my music album. It's called Storytime. And if you go to storytimewithgmoney.com, you can get a list of the songs, and you can get a list of the comedy albums that are for sale right now for your listening pleasure. And you can entertain your crowd, entertain your friends, your family, and the kids could entertain themselves with the music and with some of the comedy albums. So go to storytimewithgmoney.com and purchase some songs for $1 each and purchase some comedy albums for $9 each. Okay, well, it's time for me to tell you a story. Actually, I'm going to tell you a story that I already recorded. So, DJ Papa D, are we ready to let the audience hear one of my fantastic stories? We're ready to rock and roll when you are.
When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., every other day I was going to Hollywood on the bus. And one Saturday, I got together with six of my friends. It was myself, Warren Warrior, Anthony Wyatt, and his little brother, Lewis Wyatt, Ricky Holloway, and his little brother, Bernard Holloway. And we got on the bus on Western, and we rode to Hollywood. And Anthony decided he wanted to bring his ghetto blaster. Now, we went and sat in the very back of the bus. And Anthony sat on the side of the bus by the back door. So he was listening to the radio. We were all listening to the radio as he was sitting there. But we had told him not to bring the radio, but Anthony, having a mind of his own and his own attitude, he decided he wanted to bring the radio anyway. So we get on the bus, and we're riding to Hollywood. We go through downtown, and when we get into Hollywood, three sailors get on the bus, and two of them were white guys, and one was a black guy. And they get on the bus, and they come and sit toward the back of the bus by us. So we're sitting there, and we're listening to the radio, and we're looking at these sailors. And they look really amusing to us because they're in full dress uniform. And I'm wondering, like, why are they catching the bus? I mean, don't sailors have cars? Don't they have transportation? Why are they catching the bus? Well, these guys were going, and they were going to check out the stars in Hollywood. So when they got to where they were getting off the bus, the two white guys stood up, and they walked to the back door, and the bus driver pulled over at the stop and opened the door, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster, the big radio that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock because, wow, first off, we told Anthony not to bring the radio. And then he was getting punched in the face by this soldier. And the soldier was trying to take the radio from Anthony. And Anthony was not giving it up. Now, Anthony is my buddy that danced on Soul Train when he got older. So I told you that Anthony was about 6 feet tall, even though about this time he might be about 5'8", 5'9". But he only weighed 100 pounds. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid. But he wanted that radio. And the guy punched him about 20 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And he hit him over and over again. And Anthony was holding on to that radio for dear life. He did not let it go. And so eventually the guy realized that Anthony wasn't going to let the radio go, and he tried to get out the back door. And the bus driver had pulled over to the side of the street and was sitting there. And the man, the soldier, was trying to get out the back door, and the bus driver wouldn't open the back door for him. In fact, I looked up at the driver, and he was looking in his rearview mirror, looking at us. Because I guess he was thinking, well, if I don't let him off the back door, you guys can jump him. It's 6 of us. So he was thinking that we were going to be able to jump up and attack the sailor and get even for all of the blows that the sailor gave Anthony. But like I said, we were just kids. I mean, 3 or 4 of us were like 8th graders, maybe 9th graders, and then Anthony's little brother didn't even get up and do anything, and he was like a 6th grader or a 7th grader, so we had 2 6th or 7th graders, and we had 4 8th or 9th graders, so we just sat and watched what was going on. We didn't move. And so the bus driver eventually opened the door when he saw we weren't going to do anything. He opened the door and let the sailor off. And the sailor jumped off the bus and ran and caught up with his other sailor friends. And when they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. Like, Gregory, how come you didn't do anything? And I'm like, what was I going to do? That dude was big. Plus, he's a soldier in the United States Navy. I'm not messing with him. And they said, but you had your nunchucks, which I had brought with me in case we ran into a situation. But I didn't bring it to fight with anybody on the bus, because you can't swing nunchucks on a bus because there are rails all around the bus by the seats and stuff. You swing nunchucks and you hit the rails. So I couldn't fight with anybody on the bus with my nunchucks. So we went and we ended up going to Hollywood, and we went to the movies, and we had a good time. We got ice cream and pizza on the way home from the movies, and we got on the bus, and we rode the bus home, and we had a good time. Anthony was kind of disappointed because nobody would take up for him, but we told him that we weren't going to look after him, that we told him not to bring that radio, and he brought it anyway. So after that, he carried that radio proudly as we walked down the street to go to the movies, and then he turned the radio on while we were walking down the street getting back on the bus to go home. That's the end of my story. Thank you to everybody for listening.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair.
Come on now.
I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, because I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do.
Come on now.
They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show.
Come on now.
So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight.
Come on now.
Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, And then I went to the convention center and I opened the Pimpin' Players Bar.
Come on now.
Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino and I was drinking at the bar. And I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star.
Come on now.
And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike, Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio. And I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know?
Come on now.
You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard.
Come on now.
I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere.
Come on now.
I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd. And I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud.
Come on now.
So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-G-Money.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
Come on now.
Come on now. Yep. That was my favorite song. That's the last one I wrote. And you can find that on storytimewithgmoney.com. For just $1, you can buy that song. It's on an album of 12 songs, and the album is called Storytime. So the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to move somewhere and get out the air chair. So I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for supporting the radio show on social media. And I want to thank my engineer, DJ Papa G, for playing the music, playing the comedy shorts, and playing the story. I want to thank my brothers very much, because without them, I would be nothing. But I'm a star in Las Vegas. So I'm telling you, hey, hey, hey. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. So I'm out of here, and I'll be back on the air on Monday at 3 o'clock from 3 to 4. So have a good weekend. Stay shut down and stay away from the people that are sick and coughing, because the old people catch the disease and there's no cure. And the young kids can catch the disease because their immune system isn't developed enough to keep them from getting sick. So stay away from the people. And when you walk outside, make sure you wear a mask so that you can stay healthy and stay out of trouble. So have a good weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas. And I'm out of here. Peace. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.